Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you use your sweatshirt sleeve as a face mask, that's all I need to know about you.
Are you still wearing it, or are you cutting the sleeve off and then wrapping it around your head?
You're still wearing it, okay. I guess. So I went to Staples yesterday. I had to get a new Ethernet cable for my Zumba Live,
which
I do every week.
Plug in and get the best connection you can get.
So I go to Staples, and there's this woman, and I'm not really sure what she's doing there, but she's like, I think she's just hanging out at Staples.
Good.
But she doesn't have a mask on, and I understand. If you don't have a mask, you need to get creative. You know. But she had on this big sweatshirt, like a big pink sweatshirt. And then she would just take her hand and she would shove it in her sleeve. And I'm going to demonstrate. And she was just walking around covering her nose and mouth this.
That's the dirtiest thing you could do.
And then, like, she would talk to people and remove her sweatshirt hand from it. But then she would, as soon as she was done speaking to somebody.
Yeah, she would put it back up.
She would put it right back over there.
Yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever. And she's probably using the same lip of her sweatshirt to open doors and touch door handles.
I was like, there's so many ways that you can be creative. Like, you could put a scarf around your face.
Sure.
You can use a bandana. Like, there's, you could cut a T-shirt. But just putting your hand over your face and swish it like this. I was there for a good 10 minutes because I don't know what I'm buying. I have to ask a lot of questions. And the whole time she was there just wandering around. And, she's a Staples.
She didn't actually purchase anything or do anything.
When I left, she was still there.
Yep.
She's a Staples groupie using her swisher to cover her face.
Well, keep an eye out for her. If you're considering taking the cover off the pool today because you don't want to pay to have the hydrant out front of your house tapped, that's all I need to know about you. I'm looking at this rain. I'm looking at quarantine. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Do your job, Mother Nature.
You should definitely do that.
Maybe.
Let the frogs jump in, too.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if I say hello to you, you don't say hello back.
Oh, I hate that. Or if I give you the head nod and the eye acknowledgement and you don't give me the head nod back, what's that? Give me a smile, man.
Right. Any kind of greet.
You know what's awkward is when you're on the hiking trail or the walking path and somebody looks at you, but then they don't acknowledge you.
No, the only thing that's weirder than that is when you're outside in your house and you're like in your front yard doing lawn work. And then, you know, there's all the neighbors that are walking by.
Yeah.
And when they don't say hello to you and you say hello to them, it's like you're literally walking by my house. Like, what am I supposed to do? Ignore you like you're not there?
Right.
And they know you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Listen, I don't even know if you can put on this on the air, but I was working Easter, and I'm a police officer, and somebody called the police to complain about 9 to 12 adults having an Easter egg hunt. You call the police on an Easter egg hunt. That's all I need to know about you.
Yes, right. I would say that is a valid point.
Yeah.
Thank you for the work that you're doing.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You staying safe out there?
I appreciate you guys, the positivity.
It's tough. You staying safe out there? I mean, you must be getting exposed to plenty of people. I know my other friends are.
Well, you know what? Honestly, people are getting really batty out here. I got to be honest with you. They're getting definitely cabin fever. The people that are jerks are actually becoming bigger jerks, and more jerks are coming out. So I'm hoping for nicer weather because psychologically that helps.
Right.
But they're definitely getting a little battier out here, no doubt about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, stay safe,
man.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for the call.
Have a great morning.
Thanks
for listening.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, for everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. I got the most exciting call the other day.
What's up?
My cousin called me, and she's been trying for a long time, and she's pregnant.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven, which is great. So I said, when do you do? And she said, November 7th. And I paused because I couldn't figure out how long away that is because I didn't remember what month it was or what day it was.
Right.
So I go, two Three, no.
No.
I had no idea.
Right.
I couldn't remember what day it was.
I mean, she's known for a little while, too, I would imagine, unless she just discovered this as of late.
Well, she's 3 months. She waited the 12 weeks,
right.
You know, the standard period time.
Okay.
But as I was doing it, I realized not only was I not sure what month it was when I was put on the spot like that, I had no idea what day it was.
Mm.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody came into the studio the other day to drop off some cleaning products for us here. You were in the other room. And I said to them, I said, didn't I just have you bring this in like 3 days before? Because I suspected somebody stole our wipes. Because that's the world we live in now where people steal people's wipes.
Right.
And he said, I came in here, but it could have just easily been 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Because we've all been in the building and nobody has a concept of what day or time it is.
Turns out that if you have no idea what day it is, and you're not alone, it's an actual problem that's happening like across the country, and it's happening for three specific different reasons.
Give it to me.
All right, the first reason why we don't know what day it is anymore, or month, or anything, is because the obvious reason is our usual routines are gone. So it used to be the weekends you went and did fun stuff,
right.
You know, and like that you went to concerts or you had days off from school, but now all the days kind of mesh together.
Yeah, but what's our excuse? I mean, we're at least still going to work. I mean, we're waking up every day and leaving our homes and going to the building.
Oh, it comes in question number two and number three.
Okay, give it to me.
So besides your usual routines being gone, because every day is kind of the same day, and I've actually noticed this with my husband, is because he's working from home and
yeah.
He has a corporate job, he works every day.
Saturday,
right. Sunday.
It's true.
It doesn't end at
yes.
You know, 6 o'clock at night. He doesn't come home. He goes, he sits dinner, has dinner with us for 20 minutes, and he's back on the computer taking calls. It's
right.
Like he's always working. There's no end anymore.
Yeah, no, it's true.
The
it's
second
true.
Reason,
there's no separation.
None. The second reason, and I think this has a lot to do with us, is we're multitasking a lot more. I come to work and then I go home, and now I have to be a teacher and I have to figure out my daughter's lesson plans, keeping her on track.
Mm.
And then in addition, I still have to finish all my work that we haven't finished here. And everyone just has a lot on our plate. And according to experts, our working memory is a limited resource. So we can easily tax it by, and I quote, trying to engage in too many activities at once or trying to multitask in our mind.
We tapped it out,
definitely.
Man. We tapped it out.
Our brain is filled with too many things that we're trying to do right now.
Get on the sideline and get that brain some Gatorade.
Right. They call it cognitive overload. And also, we're overstimulated with consuming too much news and too much screens.
Right.
Which
right.
is definitely
that does
a thing.
Make sense.
And the third thing, which I think most of us can relate to, is that this is all causing a lot of stress. We're all stressed. We have a lot of anxiety. And what a lot of people don't know is that high stress level, it basically impairs our short-term memory. So you don't know what day it is because you're under stress and your brain can't comprehend all that at once.
I'm just going to go live off the grid in the woods right now.
Mm. So what should you be doing, Raven, to make sure that all this stays on track and you remember that today is Wednesday?
Thursday now.
Today is now Thursday.
Right. I'm going to take a nap. That's what I would suggest.
Actually, it's one of the things. They say going to bed and waking up at the same time is one really good strategy. And for me, I've been trying to do that. But I noticed with my daughter, I've become a lot more lax with bedtime. And I don't even know when my husband goes to bed. I have
right.
no idea. Also, taking frequent breaks, exercising, eating healthy, and limiting news consumption.
I'm on it.
Talk about, I guess, the good. National gas average price today is $1.72.
It's amazing. I paid $1.57 the other day.
That is crazy.
$1.57.
It's Anna and Raven. Average in Connecticut today, $1.92. Average in Wisconsin, $1.30. Average in New York, $2.17. $1.30 in Wisconsin is the lowest in the country. That's crazy for an average.
Yeah, it's so funny. There's nowhere to go.
Mm.
People are taking drives. I know that. But
yep.
there's not a lot of destinations or whatever. So, I mean, you're seeing reduction of insurance policy
yeah.
Premiums and that type of stuff. I got one of those notices, though. I haven't seen it in my bill yet. But either way, like, I mean, you're seeing that. It is a great byproduct. Unfortunately, what's going to happen as soon as everybody goes back to work? Is it going to go back up?
Of course it is. It's exactly what it is. And, you know, AAA was asked, like, well, what is causing this? And it has to do with the oil prices. And
well, right. Russia and Saudi had a little price war going on for
right.
a minute.
But now, when everybody gets back on the road, that's exactly when the prices are going to go up. And to put this in perspective for you, this is $1.05 cheaper a gallon than it was last year on this exact same date.
Oh, I can remember times paying, you know, close to $4 for regular or even a little bit more.
Oh.
And when you have super, oh, forget it.
I remember, and again, I'm sure everyone else does too,
right,
where it was so close to being $5 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
That I was
like. For super, definitely.
Yeah, and it became like. I would start having to make decisions in my mind. Do I really need to go to that place?
Right.
And now it's like I get in the car and I'm like, maybe I'll take an extra 10 minutes to get home. Let me go the long way. Let me take the scenic route.
It's so funny how the human mind works, right? Because that's exactly what's going on now is people have to consider where are the places that they really essentially need to go.
Right.
And what are their actual choices of escape? Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're going to the state parks or whatever. And so it's amazing how you see that. But as soon as, you know, somebody tells us the sun is out and things are back to normal, oh, we'd be driving our sports cars and throw a styrofoam out.
We asked on our Facebook page and on Raven last night, we asked, when was the last time you got gas? Because just how long has it been?
Mm.
The average, I would think, and there were so many, there were hundreds of responses, was the second week of March. So you think about it. Most people haven't filled up their gas tank between 5 and 6 weeks. But some of these comments were hilarious. Christine wrote, Sunday at Stop and Shop with her points, she paid 75 cents a gallon, and she got under 10 gallons for $7.50. My sister-in-law sent me a picture. Like, she paid, like, $7 for gas, too, because she had so many points from, just, like, grocery shopping.
Is there any greater feeling? It's like highway robbery out there, people.
Rebecca wrote, I'm not sure I even remember how to drive.
Well, we'll come back to you, Rebecca.
And Vanessa wrote, I just did. I filled up $1.59 a gallon. But before that, it was April 20th. Where does Vanessa live? Let me go stalk her page. I mean, Mastic that's Beach. Just, that's a good
her,
price.
Get out of her business, man.
I'm just, you know, I'm curious.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not a prince.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
Ever need life advice? You could always ask my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden. You could email her, Hayden@annaandraven.com. She doesn't always have the best advice, but she always has something to say.
I got a phone call the other day that told me that my appointment for next month is canceled. So she's probably your best access right now.
Yep. Hayden, today's email says, Hayden, I am deathly afraid of snakes. I was helping my husband out in the lawn this past weekend, and in the grass, there it was, a huge black snake. I screamed, and I ran inside. Any suggestions on how I can get over my fear of snakes? And it's signed Carly. What do you think?
Well, Carly, first, you need a pen and a piece of paper.
For what? To get over her fear of snakes?
No, to jot down my ideas.
Oh, all right. Carly, grab that pen and paper. Well, we'll probably also podcast this, so if you miss it, you can replay it 1,000 times. All right, what are your ideas?
Number one, you should look up about snakes, read books about snakes, search the web. Because if you know about snakes, you might get fascinated in snakes and the snake culture and why they're alive and blah, blah, blah.
Right, the snake culture. Snake culture is very big.
I know it is. Which, this brings me to number two. You should download snake sounds on your phone. Then when you go to bed, play the snake sounds.
So just all night long, she's going to listen to like that, like snake noises all night on her bed night, on her nightstand?
Yeah, because sooner or later, those sounds will become soothing and not scary.
Okay.
Number three, you should get a pet snake. Because now that you've looked up the snake, you know about the snake, you read about the snake.
The snake culture. She's learned about the snake culture.
Yes, the snake culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that you've played the sounds. Now you can get used to an actual snake. And when the snake gets loose, it's okay. Because you already know all about the snake because you read about the snake. Mm-hmm. And it's okay because, you know, snakes aren't that scary. Just make sure you do not get a poisonous snake.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though you are now down with the snakes. You are now running
the snake
with the
culture.
Snakes. Right. Which obviously we all know the snake culture is a big thing. Before Tiger King culture.
Snake culture.
Snake culture has been here for thousands of years,
rule
man.
Rule the world.
Thousands of years.
Yep.
If you need advice, email me, Hayden@annaandraven.com. That's Hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.
Calling all you mamas out there. We want to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Target. And that's why we're doing Anna and Raven's Mother's Day Classroom. Because we know not only are you an amazing mom, you're probably a pretty great teacher right now, too.
We've seen some pretty interesting examples so far of people making lessons happen in their dining room, in their kitchen, outside, whatever it may be. We know you weren't trained for this, but you're getting pretty innovative. We want to reward you.
Right. All you have to do is take a video of you teaching your kids.
Right.
Whatever it is. It could be something traditional that they're working on in school. It could be your own lesson plan. The more creative, the better. So I did one with my daughter, Hayden, where I was teaching her how to use a yo-yo.
Right.
And this is how it went.
Today we're going to learn about the different kinds of energy of the yo-yo. Yes, Hayden.
Can I go to the bathroom?
No, you cannot.
What's really annoying about kids is that the minute you try to implement that they're going to learn
something,
escape. They have to go to the bathroom, they need a snack.
They immediately want out of that room. That video is 2 minutes long. I've watched this, and there's a lot of interruptions. By the
way, many interruptions.
Dakota, she's going to be the one that starts a riot down the road.
Yeah, listen to her.
What's up with her? She's crazy.
Listen to her trying to get in on this lesson plan because it's not all about her.
Mm.
We're going to start with when the yo-yo is in your hand. It is called potential energy. Mm. But when it's going down, that is kinetic energy.
Well, Daddy...
She's throwing things in the background. When you go up to the pad itself to write something on it, the easel, she comes in and, like, tackles that thing at one point.
She's supposed to be in preschool with her teacher, Mr. Daddy.
Yeah.
But Mr. Daddy was too busy on a conference call. He wasn't paying any attention.
The nerve of that guy wearing pajama pants in the dining room.
Right, a Zoom phone call. Yeah. But they do learn things.
Now, they used to say that this is possibly used as a weapon in the old days. But there, no one knows for sure who invented it. I like to say I do.
Sometimes I just make up things.
That doesn't make any sense.
I just like tell people, like I just make it up.
When you threw that in there in the video, I thought that you were doing it to make sure that whether or not they were paying attention.
No. I want her to believe that I invented the yo-yo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I use the word momentum, that means mass in motion.
Mm-hmm.
When it's in your hand, what's that called?
I don't know.
Look at the diagram.
Yep.
Wow.
Don't you feel like you learned something today?
Okay.
I get very frustrated during these lesson plans.
If you saw a video of a teacher discussing it at like that with your daughter, how would you feel?
Well, probably like good, because like, why isn't she paying attention to the diagram?
I feel like if that ended up on a news network, somebody would be getting some retraining. That's all I'm saying.
Look at the diagram. The answer's right in front of your face.
The good news is Anna can't win the $500 anyways.
Right.
All right. But you can.
So you can head to annaonraven.com, make your video. You can send it in all throughout the next week. And we're going to choose one winner. We're going to hook you up. Again, annaonraven.com, submit your videos.
Good luck.
So help me understand. Now the Pentagon is saying that there are aliens. Is that what's happening?
They're just saying they don't know if these are aliens or not, but these are unidentified craft, and these are, in fact, real videos, Anna Zapp. It's
Anna
basically like saying E.T. is here.
Is it? So I'm confused. You know, the pandemic is going on, so I'm not paying a lot of attention to anything else.
Which is the perfect time for them to put out this information and then nobody would react.
I mean,
says a conspiracy theorist inside me.
Raven, I don't understand. So they sent this video out, and now we look at it, and now they're like, hey, it's probably an alien, but we're just like, whatever?
No. Relax. You're paraphrasing a lot. So this week, the U.S. Navy acknowledged through the Pentagon that there are three videos of unidentified flying objects that you can see clear as day on these different radar screens that are going on here.
It looks like black dots.
Yes. Jets went out to intercept them, and like you see on Cops or whatever, they've got that FLIR camera thing on their jets, and you see it in different shades or whatever. So one of them has a hovercraft floating like 50 feet above the water.
And that's
and
the alien?
And then it takes off super fast. We don't know if it's an alien or not.
What else is it going to be?
There's a strange, strange twist to this story. These videos were actually put out 3 years ago by Tom DeLonge, who runs an academy to the stars and beyond. Now, that sounds a little bit like Star Trek,
right? Wait a minute. Tom DeLonge, the guy from Blink-182?
The guy that quit Blink-182. And this is why he quit the band, was to start this academy for UFO finders.
Wait a minute. The guy from Blink-182 quit the band so he could look for aliens, and it turns out he found it, and now the Pentagon says it's real?
That's not even the weirdest part here, all right? I'm just saying is he's put the videos out. Listen to yourself for the audio of the two pilots that were following this group of craft.
It's a road state. There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My God. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
Now, the biggest things that you can find out about a UFO, number one, radios and jets stink. How come we can't make those radios better? I mean, the jet is flying at Mach 3. We can't do better than that. That's really tough.
Do they normally have music playing behind them when they have conversations?
No, that's mixed in after. You know, that's the way that news does news nowadays. Okay. But anyways, there's two pilots. They think they're going after one object, and then they see it speed away into the air at a super fast speed and change direction. And then they discover that there are many of them. There's a fleet of them out there. Asking the president about this whole thing, what's he saying?
They do say. I mean, I've seen and I've read and I've heard, and I did have one very brief meeting on it, but people are saying they're seeing UFOs. Do I believe it? Not particularly.
Do you think you'd know if there were evidence of extraterrestrials?
Well, I think our great pilots would know. And some of them really see things that are a little bit different than in the past, so we're going to see.
You got to see these videos for yourself, man. They just look like dots. I mean, you don't see a green man hanging out the window waving his hand or anything like that. But I'm just saying it's weird.
As usual, I'm confused. Are there aliens according to the Pentagon, yes or no?
Yes. No. You know what?
Oh, here we go.
Maybe.
Okay. I've never wanted to hug someone so much as I wanted to hug Dr. Fauci last night.
Was it because he was wearing that gray suit that he always seems to wear with tones of blue?
No, because he had so much glitter and spark in his face and happiness.
Wow.
It was the first time I'd seen him like that.
Dr. Fauci came skipping into the meeting?
Oh, yeah. So if you missed it yesterday, three things you need to know this hour. Starting off with the big one is Dr. Anthony Fauci had a really exciting announcement last night.
That the data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery. Because what it has proven is that a drug can block this virus.
So basically, this is a drug that's used to treat people with Ebola. And what it does is it shortened the time from 15 days to 11 days. And although it doesn't seem like a big, significant thing, it's basically saying that we are no longer on the defense. We're on the offense of this because now we know that drugs work against it.
Well, think about the fact, too, is that if you could reduce the amount of people that were hospitalized by 3 to 4 days, what that would do for local hospitals as far as the other people that are coming in sick. So, yeah, that's exciting.
And he was so giddy. Good news. Like, you know, like when you see him, he's really serious and he's very matter of fact.
Well, that's his job.
He was so excited. I was like, yay!
Are we supposed to take this in conjunction with eating the Lysol wipes?
No, or? I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
Okay. Second thing you need to know this hour. In a new poll, 76% of Americans support locking down for another 2 weeks. You keep hearing about all these protesters out there and they want to reopen, and all the governors now are trying to figure out how to reopen. Turns out that's actually the minority. Most people are comfortable doing this to make sure that they can knock out the disease.
I heard by the end of the week, though, nearly half the states will have some sort of reopening going into effect. I think that emotionally, we all want to get outside. We realize that. But if we think about things for a moment, we say 2 weeks is a small price to pay. Think about it like this. Trade the next 2 weeks for a successful summer. Hopefully that's what will happen.
Right. And number three, a lot of eyes have been on Disney World and how they would handle their reopening. And Orange County in Florida set some guidelines.
Orange County officials say when conditions improve, parks can reopen with 50% capacity at first. As conditions improve, 75% capacity will be allowed.
So now they're saying this is most likely going to happen in June, which is crazy to me that Disney, which is packed with people, is going to be a June opening, but it's going to have limited parades and all kinds of different
things. Limited entry.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be the greatest time to go to Disney, actually.
Well, interesting you should say that, because in conjunction with this, the NBA is considering Disney World to be the bubble city where all 30 teams would stay and play.
I don't think that's going to happen, but yeah, it's one of the different scenarios that they're putting out there that they would put all NBA teams in one spot. They're talking about something similar with baseball, too, where they would use either 3 or 5 hub cities.
Right.
I don't think it will actually happen, but we'll see what happens.
I looked at prices last night for Disney just out of curiosity. I can't afford it now at the discounted rate. Imagine when LeBron James is there.
Right.
Forget it. The bright side, all the good things that are happening in your neighborhood. It's Anna and Raven. We know a lot of bad things are going on, but, you know, we're not really down with that. Let's start with Hartford Teacher of the Year finalist. He wrote an inspirational song for his students. Fifth grade teacher Ben McLean, he is a fifth grade teacher at Fred D. Wish Museum School in Hartford. And he wrote a song for the kids because he says he always used music to keep them up in class.
United we stand, divided we fall, staying safe is survival for all.
It's a full-length song. It's like 3 minutes long. It talks about social distancing, the importance of staying away, and it sounds so good.
Yeah, you know, there's a great thing, obviously, when you have songs and it's catchy, then it allows you to remember. It gets that recall really going there. So if it's got a message, that's even better.
I love it when these teachers have just been stepping up, and instead of being like, all right, I just got to make these lesson plans from home, they're just going above and beyond to really try to help their kids.
Imagine if Tribe Called Quest
had a COVID-19 album.
That'd be
all right?
Awesome.
We would have all paid attention.
Definitely.
That's what I'm saying.
And 75-year-old Lorraine Barknell from Holbrook was finally discharged from Gerwin Jewish Nursing and Rehabilitation Center after completing her COVID-19 rehab. Now, she was transferred to Gerwin from Southside Hospital. She was one of the many patients who were admitted to Gerwin for rehab under the New York State health mandate that nursing homes have to admit medically stable patients. But here's the best part. As she was heading out the door, the staff had been treating her. They lined the hallways, right? Her daughter and her son-in-law were waiting to take her home, standing at the door. And this was blaring over the PA system at the center. Don't stop believing. All right, get ready for the tissues. Because this is what she said and exclaimed as she was walking out the door.
Oh, God. I'm going home.
Oh, just her saying I'm going home and crying through those tears, it makes all the hair on my arms stand up.
Yeah, you were trying not to cry the entire break. I was.
It's so awesome. Congratulations to her and her family.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their problem is, and then you judge who's right. Marie and Patrick. Marie, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, my husband is, like, really somehow annoyed at me that I'm not helping the kids with the math at home. I mean, it's like I don't know how to multiply fractions, and he happens to be a finance expert. Like, it's literally his job. What's the big deal? I can't do it. You know, I may help them with their reading work, but, you know. That's it.
Yeah.
Patrick. If this is your thing, why are you so upset that she's not helping?
Well, I'm very busy. I really don't have time. She could honestly learn this stuff. It's not that hard. You know, I'm busy. I have no time on my hands in this quarantine, and everyone's got to put their hands in. So why does it have to be me every time? She should be, you know, learning this stuff on the side and then helping the kids secondly.
Well, are you handling the other lessons, or are you just saying this is about all the schoolwork? I mean, are you taking care of the English? Or are you taking care of the other lessons there and just leaving the math to her?
No, the kids don't really need help with anything else. So it's kind of just the math at this point.
Patrick, how long does it take for you to help them every day?
It would take a little bit. I would say close to an hour probably to help them with all the work that they have going on. And I don't have the time.
Are they flexible with their school time where, like, if you have meetings in the morning, you can do it later on at night when you sign off?
They pretty much have a deadline during the day. They don't get too much leeway with that. So I'm crazy busy. As she said, I'm in finance, and there's really no time in the day for me to do this. I know I'm good at math, but, you know, it's hard. It's hard to find time.
I didn't learn it in high school because I am just not good at it. I can't do it. It's not like I'm going to just be able to do it now. I have no math brain. You knew that when you married me. I mean, you didn't marry me from a math. Just do the job.
Well, you know what? I think you both make a valid point. We can see what our audience says. They may agree with you, Marie. Math isn't your strong point. And the truth is Patrick, it is yours. So even though it's not convenient, you're going to have to help the kids with their math homework and leave Marie out of it. But they may see Patrick's side too. Marie, it's never too late to learn how to multiply fractions. Sounds like something I don't want to do either. But if you can help them out, you can help him out. And then you'll be able to help your teenagers. You both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure. Why not?
Sure. Yep.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Patrick is annoyed that his wife Marie doesn't really make any effort to help the kids with the math homework. She kind of dumps it all on him. But her argument is that's what he does for a living. He's a finance guy. He gets all this math. She has no idea how to do it. Why wouldn't he do it? He says, because I'm busy.
Sometimes when you read something or try and interpret something, you're just not getting it. The light bulb is not going off. And when you do that, you get a sense of panic and frustration going on there. And when the kids are looking at you to be in charge of that, I understand that she feels frustrated by that situation.
But does Patrick have a point that she should figure out a way to be more involved? She should be trying to learn it herself so that she can be more involved. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on her side because, you know, both their sides, actually, because there's teachers. You call the teachers up. They have tutors for the kids. If you can't do the math, just get them online with the tutoring. My kids are having the same problems. I can't help them either. And you just go online and they have tutoring to help you. They have the teachers. They have office hours. The teachers can help the kids if the parents just set it up.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Marie stinks at math. She's really stinky at math. She's not good at it. She's so bad that she really can't help the kids with their math homework. And she says, well, that's what her husband's for. He's working from home, and Patrick can certainly help them. He's a finance guy. This is what he does, but he is not on board.
If you did the same thing all day long, talking to people about numbers, debating numbers, looking over numbers, I can understand that you wouldn't want to mess with it later on in the day. At the same time, too, there's also a thing where we look at something and we're like, no, I don't really like that, and we dismiss it immediately.
Well, Patrick says that Marie should step up as a mom and try to at least learn it, not just be like, okay, go see your father. Meanwhile, he's busy and he's working from home and he already has his hands full.
Right.
It's a couple's court with Anna and Raven. We want to know whose side you're on. A lot of texts agreeing with mom today. Math is not for everyone. You need to understand. So I'm with the wife. Maybe the husband could be a little bit nicer when he explains to the kids. She could be together. Who knows? Maybe she will learn something. It's a tough time for everybody, and I don't appreciate his tone. That's fair.
You're mad at somebody else's husband for their tone.
I understand that. I'm mad at him, too. How about that?
That's an impression. That's not really a real thing.
Let's see. Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
I actually have a suggestion for both of them. What if they just do a Zoom tutor and pay a teacher? Then problem is solved.
Yeah, unless, like, it's you know, financially strained.
Yeah, unless we're asking you to pick a side.
Teachers are there.
You know?
Yeah, but the teachers are there to help. But I will say that I do understand where both of them are coming from because it's very similar in my house where I abandon all responsibility of teaching math because my husband knows how to do it. So why do I have to learn? He just does it for me, you know?
Yeah. But it's also really easy for one of the parents to say, I'm just too busy. This is occupying the most of my mental space that I can do it, and I have no room for anything else, because doesn't everybody feel that way right now?
Yeah.
I think we do.
Thank you for the call. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am definitely on the wife's side. I think that the husband's being really insensitive. It's real easy for someone who's doing finance for a living to think that people can understand these concepts easily. That being said, I think that the wife should call the school and the teacher and ask about online resources for the kids to get help.
That's true. Like, my husband thinks I'm so dumb when it comes to math, but the truth is if I asked him to interpret Shakespeare, he probably would be in the same boat as I am when it comes to math.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, I have one question for the husband. Was he there when he conceived those kids?
I would think so. He probably had to be there.
Yeah. He could take 20 minutes out of his day and help those kids, because I'm sure she's doing a heck of a lot more.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Patrick, suck it up. That's basically what the audience said. They agreed with Marie. If she's not good at it and this is not her strong point, this is literally what you do, then you got to make an effort to try to help the kids and give her a pass.
Okay. All right. I'll do my best.
I understand that you're working, man, and especially like when you're working in the house and everybody's around you, you know, you feel a bit trapped or tense. And so when you're done,
exactly,
you want to take that moment to relax or whatever. But, you know, this is something that clearly it's probably giving your wife the sweats. And then the work, you know, is going to be questionable after that anyway. So,
yeah.
And a little bit of time now will probably serve you better over the coming months, I'm sure. And hopefully this is going to be over soon.
It will be. All right. I'll do my best.
Marie must be happy with that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven at pop culture trivia and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Allie.
Hey, Allie. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Allie.
Okay, Allie, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. When that big old studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you those questions. You answer them, and then I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to play?
Ready.
Number one, Allie. Julie Andrews has a new podcast for kids called Julie's Library, where she'll be reading children's picture books with her daughter. What 1964 Disney movie did she play a nanny known for using a flying umbrella?
Mary Poppins.
Number two, actress Kate Hudson said Jimmy Fallon blew his chances at dating her when they worked together on this 2000 movie about a teenage Rolling Stones journalist writing about a fictitious band named Stillwater.
Almost Famous.
Number three, Greg Daniels, he's the creator of The Office, said the long-running show could come back for a revival in the future. Pam and Angela, two of the characters, started a podcast about the show. What actresses play Pam and Angela?
I don't know. I've never seen The Office.
Oh, no. All right, number four. Blake Shelton congratulated Gwen Stefani on her first country song. Their duet, Nobody But You, topped the Billboard's country airplay charts. What singing contest were they both judges on?
The Voice.
And number five, Prince Harry launched his first charity post-royal family exit called Headfit. and they're going to provide mental health services overseas to military servicemen and women. In what city will you find Buckingham Palace?
London.
Let me bring Raven back in. All right, Raven.
Go.
Allie did well. She got 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Julie Andrews has a new podcast for kids called Julie's Library, where she'll be reading children's picture books with her daughter.
Hmm.
What 1964 Disney movie did she play a nanny known for using a flying umbrella?
It's got to be Mary Poppins.
That is correct. Number two, actress Kate Hudson said Jimmy Fallon blew his chances at dating her when they worked together on this 2000 movie about a teenage Rolling Stones journalist writing about a fictitious band named Stillwater.
Oh, that's the one by Cameron Crowe. It's a good movie. Tiny Dancer on the Bus. I can't remember it.
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous. Yes. Oh, I'm so mad.
That's actually one of my favorite movies.
It's a good movie. I should have had that.
This one might take you down right now, Raven. Number three, Greg Daniels, creator of The Office, said the long-running show could come back for a revival in the future.
Right.
Pam and Angela started a podcast about the show. What actresses play Pam and Angela?
Jenna Fisher and... Oh, God. Kinsbury. Isn't her name Kinsbury?
No. It's Angela Kinsley.
Oh, Kinsley. Oh!
Allie, you beat him today, but let's keep going. Blake Shelton congratulated Gwen Stefani on her first country song. Their duet, Nobody But You, topped the Billboard Country Airplay charts. What singing contest were they both judges on?
The Voice.
And number five, Prince Harry launched his first charity post-royal family exit called HeadFit, which will provide mental health services overseas to military servicemen and women. What city will you find Buckingham Palace?
Buckingham Palace is in London, isn't it?
That's right, but it doesn't matter. Allie took you down today, 4-3.
Oh, it stinks.
Congratulations, Allie. You just won yourself a $100 gift card to Dunkin'.
This is Allie, and I just beat Raven.
All right. Make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour to the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions, so you could beat Raven just like Allie did. Adam Broderick is a nationally renowned hair colorist and owns multiple salons. It's Yana and Raven. Adam, I have never missed a place as much as I miss your salon right now.
Oh, man, you should see my toes, bro.
You should see my roots. I turns out I'm brunette. Who knew?
I have to tell you, I hear this all day long. Everybody's trying to figure out ways to help people through this. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. How are you doing? We're hanging in there, you know?
You know, I've never been this busy running a closed business. You know, we're answering phone calls and messages. We encourage people to depend on us. So we have some hair color solutions, products. If somebody needs something, I think you have to be there because people just want to talk. And they're, you know, they've got issues. You know, a lot of people are still going to work, Zoom meetings. We can give them not perfect solutions, but can help reassure them and get them through that kind of the awkward period.
Like, you still got to have that confidence. You're already in an awkward position when you're doing these things from home. If you feel frumpy, you're going to perform frumpy.
Absolutely. Well, again, I can't be on Zoom with these big dark roots.
My husband finally allowed me to cut his hair, and he wouldn't let me use the kitchen, like the ones I cut the chicken with. He said that that was inappropriate. So I ended up using my cosmetic scissors, like, you know, the ones to like trim the hair on your face. Would you consider that to be a good way to cut hair?
Well, listen, a scissor, as long as it's sharp, you are conservative. Don't get too creative. If just follow the lines of the hair, pulling the hair up with your two fingers, cutting it a little bit shorter, you shouldn't get into too much trouble. And if you have a clipper and it's a short barber-like haircut, I've been cutting my own hair and it actually comes out pretty good.
Adam, my wife cut my hair with the dog clippers.
Did you have the guides that go on them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Two guard for me, which is a little bit short. That's what we use on his belly, but that also works on the side of my head.
Hair expert Adam Broderick.
What can I do to help?
Dye kits. Everyone's talking about dye kits, but I'm afraid.
So not to be too technical, but you dye when you get old. You tie-dye sheets or t-shirts. You color your hair. There's a couple of schools of thought. Currently right now, where we've been closed for 6 weeks, people that are coloring their hair, especially for gray coverage, are really noticing a regrowth. We are offering offering some semi-permanent options. They're not great, but they will gray blend and help a little bit. The nice thing about them is it comes in one bottle. You can apply it at home, and it washes out in about 10 shampoos. So that's the easy, safest method. Now, if somebody wants to color their hair, I have no problem walking them through home hair color options. I just don't feel comfortable selling those types of options because they can be messy and you can get into trouble. But Clairol Root Touch-Up can get in the drugstore. If you're not sure about your color, pick an N. N stands for neutral, which means it's a balance of warm and cool tones. You're 100% gray, go with your same color. If you're less than 100% gray, you may want to start a little lighter because it's always easier to go back and get another application and reapply something darker. But if it's too dark, then, you know, you have a whole set of new problems. And then there are the traditional root cover-ups available in a lot of stores. That is like a little mascara brush. We have a spray also. There's powder. And those can do a great job in camouflaging your gray. Remember, the only parts of your hair that are usually seen is your hairline around your face and your center or any part that you have. Don't do the whole head. You don't need to. Only do the parts that you see. We'll clean it up and fill in the gaps when we see you.
Should I cut my own bangs? Do you think that's a good idea?
I don't think it's a good idea. Okay. However, if you do, don't cut them wet. Never cut bangs wet because hair is longer when it's wet. If you're going to cut your bangs, you kind of part out that triangle from the end of the eyebrows and grab all the hair and twist it and then just trim off or cut the very tip of them. Comb it out again and see how they look. Again, I don't recommend it because it can be a little tricky. A barrette, a pushed-up face mask on your forehead is a very popular look right now. Mm. It can cover a multitude of sins. Get two masks, put one on your face and put one up on your head. Headbands, hats, scarves.
Bike helmets.
There's so many alternatives you can do. And I will, not that you need permission from me, but I will tell anybody listening, if you ever had permission to break fashion rules or do your own thing, now is the time.
For more tips, you can check out the blog on Adam's website, adambroderick.com.